Chamishi. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, v'kach me'itom, and take from them, mate mate leveis o, one stick per shevet, me'ez kol nesiehem leveis avoisom, from their nesiim to their father's houses, shnei mosor matois, 12 sticks, ish eshemoi tichtav al mateu, each person's name shall be written on his stick, which means each nasi's name should be written on that shevet stick. And the name of Aharon you shall write on the stick of Levi. And although Shevet Levi is really divided into two families, the family of the Levim and the family of the Kohanim, still they are considered one Shevet. Kimata echad l'roish beis avosam. They are still only one Shevet to their father's house. And there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Hemek Dover, the Netziv, how many were the total number of sticks. According to the Ramban, the total number was 12. Since a stick was brought representing Shevet Levi, therefore Yosef's Shevet could not be divided into two Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe, and only one Shevet represented the family of Yosef. Malbim explains that this family was the family of Ephraim, since we find in Parshas Vayechi that Yaakov benched Ephraim over Menashe. However, Hemek Dover learns that the total number of sticks was 13, because Ephraim and Menashe brought a stick, and also Shevet Levi, leaving us with a total of 13 sticks. V'hinachton ba'oil moed, and you shall place these sticks in the oil moed, lifnei ha'edus, before the Aron ha'edus, asher yivoyed lochem shama, which is the place that I meet with you over there. V'hoyo ha'ish asher efcha boy, and the person that I will choose, matehu yifroch, his stick will blossom. V'hashikosi me'alai, and through this I will cause to subside from me, as tlunois bnei Yisrael, the complaints of the bnei Yisrael, asher heim malinim aleichem, which they are complaining against you. And Ramban explains that this ois, this sign, was not needed to prove that Aaron was chosen as the Kohen Gadol. They had enough proof for that already, by the fact that Korach and his Edo were swallowed into the ground, the 250 people were burnt, and 14,700 people died by Magepha with a plague. This ois was necessary to prove to Klal Yisrael that the Levim were chosen instead of the Bechorim to do the Avodah. And by the fact that we will see later that the stick of Levi will blossom, that will show everybody that Shevet Levi was the one that Hashem really wanted. Vayidaber Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe spoke to the Bnei Yisrael. Vayitnu Elov kol nesiehem, and all the Nesiim gave to Moshe, mate lenosi echod, mate lenosi echod, each Nosi gave a stick, leveis avosam, to their father's house, shnei mosam matois, 12 sticks, umate Aaron besoich matoisam, and Aaron's stick was besoich matoisam, among their matois. According to the Ramban, when it says shnei mosam matois, 12 sticks, it means that the total was 12 sticks, including Aaron's stick. However, according to the Netziv, shnei mosam matois means 12 sticks besides for Aaron's mate. Rashi tells us that when it says b'soich matoisom, that Aaron's stick was b'soich in the midst of their sticks, it is to teach us that Aaron's stick was not placed in front of all the other sticks. Because if that was done, then Klal Yisrael will say that the reason why Aaron's stick blossomed was because it was the stick that was closest to the Shekhinah. Therefore, Aaron's stick was placed in the middle, b'soich matoisom, in order not to give Klal Yisrael a reason not to believe this ois. Vayanach Moshe samatos lufnei Hashem, and Moshe placed the sticks before Hashem, ba'oil ha'edus, in the oil ma'ed before the Aron ha'edus. Vayihimi machros, and it was on the next day. Vayove Moshe el oil ha'edus, and Moshe came to the oil ha'edus. Vihine porach mate Aharon leveis Levi, and Aaron's stick from Shevet Levi blossomed. Vayotze perach, it brought forth flowers. Vayotze sits, and it budded. Vayigmo shekedim, and developed into almonds. Rashbam explains that when Moshe took out the stick, Klal Yisrael saw it in the stage of perach, in the stage of flowering. And then the flowers fell off, and they saw how it budded. And after that, they saw how it developed into almonds. Because if we would say that he took it out when it was already shekedim, they would not have seen the perach and the tzitz. Therefore, we must say that he took it out at the stage of perach, and they saw how it developed a tzitz, and after that, shekedim. Vayotze Moshe es kol ha'matos milufnei Hashem, and Moshe took out all the sticks from before Hashem, el kol b'nei Yisrael, to all of the b'nei Yisrael, vayiru, and they saw, vayikhu ishmateu, and each person took his stick. Zok Rashi posuk yudches, ki mate echad, Levi is one shevet, afal pi shechalaktim, l'shtei mishpochos, even though I divided Shevet Levi into two families, Mishpachas Kahuna Levad, Ulevia Levad, the family of Kahuna is separate, and the family of Levia is separate, Mikol Mokoim, still Shevet Echadu, it is one Shevet, and that's why only one stick was given for Shevet Levi. Vashikoisi, and this will cause to subside the complaints of the Bnei Yisrael. The word Vashikoisi is Kimoi Vayashoiku Hamayim. Like the word Vayashoiku in the Pasuk Vayashoiku Hamayim, the waters subsided. And also, it is similar to the word Shachacha in the Pasuk Vachamas Hamelach Shachacha, the anger of the king subsided. And the stick of Aharon was placed Beseich Matoisam, Hinichu Ba'emsa. He placed it in the middle, Shelo Yomru, in order that Klal Yisrael should not say, Mipnei Sheinichoi B'tzad HaShchina, because Aaron's stick was placed closest to the Shechina, Parach, that is why it blossomed. Vayotze Parach, and it brought forth flowers, Kimashmoi, the way it sounds, it flowered. Tzitz, Hu Chanotas HaPri, that is the budding of the fruit, Kisha Parach Noifel, when the flower falls off. Vayigmol Shekedim, and it developed into almonds, Kishahukar HaPri, when the fruit was identifiable, Hukar, it was recognized, Shehen Shekedim, that they were almonds. Loshen Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomal. The word Vayigmol is similar to the word Vayigomal in the Pasuk Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomal. And Yitzchak grew up and was weaned. And since weaning a baby is a stage of development, so Vayigomal really means that he developed. So too over here, Vayigmol Shekedim, it developed into almonds. And this Lashon we find by fruits of a tree, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, and a fruit that develops, Yianitza, will become a bud. Why specifically did it turn into almonds? Because almonds is a fruit that flowers and blossoms quicker than other fruits. This is telling us that somebody who will argue under Kahuna, Puranosai Mimaharis Lavoi, his punishment will come quickly against him. Like we find by Uzio, who wanted to become the Kohen Gadol, it says, Vataraz Zorcho Bemitzchoi, the Taraz shone quickly upon his forehead. Vitagumai, and Targum says on the words Vayigmal Shekedim, Vechofes Shigdin, and it was bound with almonds. Why does it say it was bound? Because Kimin Eshkol Shekedim Yachad Kfusim Zalzeh, because it was a cluster of almonds that were together, bound together one on the other. And that's why it says, V'chofetz, and it was bound, shigdin, with almonds.